Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Gas leaked from a chemical plant in Visakhapatnam in the early hours of Thursday and quickly spread to villages in a 5-kilometer radius, killing at least 11 people and impacting about 1,000, many of whom collapsed to the ground as they tried to escape the toxic vapors. Hours after the styrene gas leak around 2:30 a.m. from the multinational LG Polymers plant at R.R. Venkatapuram village near Visakhapatnam, scores of people could be seen lying unconscious on pavements, near ditches and on the road, raising fears of a major industrial disaster. Among the dead was a child and two people who fell into a borewell while fleeing the vapors from the plant that was getting ready to reopen after the lockdown. Late on Thursday night, gas fumes started emanating again from the tanker where styrene leakage was reported. Around 50 fire staffers with support of the National Disaster Response Force are carrying out operations. We have ordered the evacuation of villages within a 2-3 kilometer radius for precautions, news agency ANI quoted Visakhapatnam District Fire Officer Sandeep Anand as saying. Anand said 10 more fire tenders, including 2 foam tenders, are present at the spot and ambulances are ready for any emergency. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Vice Jagan Mohan Reddy announced ex gratia of Rs 1 crore each to the families of the deceased and set up a high-level committee to look into the incident. Reddy later visited Visakhapatnam's King George Hospital where several people are undergoing treatment. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres, while expressing his condolences, said the leak needs to be fully investigated by local authorities. A bench of the National Green Tribunal will today hear the matter related to the leak after a plea sought constitution of a high-level committee to investigate the incident. In the aftermath of the tragic incident, Union Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister D.V. Sadananda Gowda urged all public and private chemical makers to exercise caution and care while reopening their plants. Meanwhile, an official from the Ministry of Environment said the plant's license may get revoked if it is found flouting environmental norms. Under flak for terming social reformer late Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj as a mere social worker in a tweet, former Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis on Thursday apologized for the post and said that the thought of disrespecting the legendary ruler can never come to his mind. BJP-nominated Rajya Sabha member Sambhaji Raje had earlier asked Fadnavis to apologize for hurting the sentiments of the followers of Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj through his tweet. In a tweet from his official Twitter handle, Yuvraj Sambhaji, the MP said, former Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis should apologize for yesterday's episode. The sentiments of the followers of Shiv Sahu or Chhatrapati Shivaji and Shahu Maharaj, including mine, are hurt. Replying to the tweet by Chhatrapati Sambhaji, Fadnavis said, I'd asked my office to make the change in the tweet when I learned about the earlier mistake. The thought of disrespecting him, that is Shahu Maharaj, cannot ever come into my mind. I admit that sentiments of people are hurt. I apologize for it. In his tweet posted on Wednesday as a tribute to Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj, king of the erstwhile princely state of Kolhapur, on his death anniversary, Fadnavis had called him a social worker. Shahu Maharaj, a highly respected social reformer, championed the cause of social equality. Fadnavis, who is currently the leader of opposition in the state legislative assembly, had deleted the tweet after being trolled and criticized over it. However, the screenshot of the BJP leader's tweet was widely circulated on social media with several political leaders, including Sachin Sawant, General Secretary of Maharashtra Unit of the Congress, criticizing him over his post. Such reference to social reformer Shahu Maharaj reflects the regressive school of thoughts from where he, that is Fadnavis, comes. It is not surprising that he called him a social worker. RSS always had grudges against Shahu Maharaj, Jyotiba Phule and Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. It came out today, Sawant said in a tweet on Wednesday. The US Justice Department on Thursday said it is dropping the criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, abandoning a prosecution that became a rallying cry for the president and his supporters in attacking the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. The action was a stunning reversal for one of the signature cases brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. It comes even though prosecutors for the past 3 years have maintained that Flynn lied to the FBI in a January 2017 interview about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. Flynn himself admitted as much, pleading guilty before later asking to withdraw the plea, and he became a key cooperator for Mueller as the special counsel investigated ties between Russia and Trump's 2016 political campaign. Thursday's action was swiftly embraced by Trump, who has relentlessly tweeted about the outrageous case and last week pronounced Flynn exonerated. It could also newly energize Trump supporters, who have taken up the retired Army Lieutenant General as a cause. And insect experts say people should calm down about the big bug with the nickname Murder Hornet, unless you are a beekeeper or a honeybee. The Asian giant hornets found in Washington state that grabbed headlines this week aren't big killers of humans, although it does happen on rare occasions. But the world's largest hornets do decapitate entire hives of honeybees, and that crucial food pollinator is already in big trouble. Numerous bug experts told the Associated Press that what they call hornet hype reminds them of the 1970s public scare, when Africanized honeybees nicknamed killer bees started moving north from South America. While these more aggressive bees did make it up to Texas and the Southwest, they didn't live up to the horror movie moniker. However, they also do kill people in rare situations. This time it is hornets with the homicidal nickname, which bug experts want to ditch. They are not murder hornets, they are just hornets, said Washington Agriculture Department entomologist Chris Looney, who is working on the state's search for these large hornets. The facts are, experts said, two dead hornets were found in Washington last December. A lone Canadian live nest was found and wiped out last September, and no live hornets have yet been seen this year. Looney has a message for Americans. These hornets are not coming to get you. The number of people who are stung and have to seek medical attention is incredibly small, he said in an interview. While its nickname exaggerates the human health threat, experts said, this hornet is especially big, 2 inches long, so it does carry more and stronger toxin. It is a really nasty sting for humans, said University of Georgia bee expert Keith Delaplin. It is like the Africanized bee. A dozen stings, you are okay. 100, not so much. University of Illinois entomologist May Berenbaum said of the worry, people are afraid of the wrong thing. The scariest insect out there are mosquitoes. People don't think twice about them. If anyone's a murder insect, it would be a mosquito. Mosquitoes are responsible for millions of yearly deaths worldwide from malaria, dengue fever, and other diseases, according to the World Health Organization. Asian giant hornets at most kill a few dozen people a year, and some experts said it's probably far less. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.